from Wall Street to the White House. This is the Larry Kudlow Show.
I'm Larry Kudlow. We're talking money and politics with Liz Peek, Fox News contributor and columnist, and John McIntyre, president and CEO of Real Clear Politics and Real Clear Media. So, Mr. McIntyre, the last batch, let's see, the Real Clear Politics for New Hampshire, Trump 46.3, Nikki Haley 24.8, but you're not posting any new polls. So she's got Trump has a 20-point lead. Where does that race actually stand? What do you think?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, I think it's probably a little closer than that. I think of all the contests out there where we might see a competitive result, it is New Hampshire. I think something that's going to have a big impact on that is how Iowa plays out here. About 9 days from now. And I think it's possible that Haley could come in second. And if she were to sort of make it a little closer in Iowa, that could really, you know, give her some momentum into New Hampshire, where, the other dynamic there is, unaffiliated voters are allowed to vote in the Republican primary there. And you don't really have a Democratic primary going on. And so, I think for folks who are sort of, not happy with Trump as the Republican nominee and are hoping for some pathway, the only thing is, Haley comes in second in Iowa, she gets a surge and she maybe tries to pull an upset in New Hampshire. But even with that, I don't see Donald Trump losing the nomination. And I think if he follows up a win in Iowa with a win in New Hampshire, I think this thing is all over.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Libs for Haley. Libs for Haley. New Hampshire, it's a suburb of Boston as far as Democrats and independents are concerned. So Liz Peek, not Lib Peek, but Liz Peek, what do you make of this?
Well, I'm interested in that. I'm wondering, South Carolina, John, I mean, is there any chance that Nikki Haley does well in South Carolina? Because the numbers don't look like that now.
No, because that's really the rub here, is whereas I really think she's coming close to New Hampshire is not going to be good enough, because, we did have a recent poll in South Carolina, and Trump's at 54 and Haley's at 25. Ooh. And Nikki Haley's, she's not that popular in South Carolina. And Donald Trump is popular in South Carolina. Yeah. Donald Trump has the support of the popular governor. He got the support of Lindsey Graham. And he's popular in South Carolina. So, in a sense, that's a firewall for Trump, if anything goes amiss in New Hampshire. So, Haley needs to win in New Hampshire, I think, to maybe change some of the dynamic going on.
Can I ask one other question, Larry? John, looking at Joe Biden's dismal polls right now, can he possibly turn this around by next November, in your view?
only if he tops DEI.
Look, that's a great question. And I would say, I say this all, the odds of Donald Trump being the Republican nominee are way higher than the odds of Joe Biden being the eventual Democratic nominee. And I think that's not to say that Biden won't be the nominee. It's just to say that Biden's in real trouble. Okay, because his job approval is mired around 40%. People used to say if you had an incumbent president below 50%, you couldn't win re-election, but 40% is getting close to Jimmy Carter territory. And
Biden won't let anybody run against him. He's canceled the Florida primary. He's stopping the North Carolina primary. He won't let this poor son of a gun, Dean Phillips, run any place. I mean, I know Biden's for democracy in Valley Forge, but it doesn't include his own Democratic Party.
Yeah, look, I mean, look, Biden's obviously the favorite to remain to be the Democratic nominee. But if you get into to May and June and these legal cases against Trump don't have the effect that the people going after Trump want them to have, because to date, they just seem to strengthen Trump. Okay. And I would include even like potential, like, you know, convictions, because the public isn't viewing these as honest prosecutions. Okay. Certainly Republican voters aren't. And there's increasingly signs that independent voters aren't seeing in that way too. So, you know, but look, having said all that, in the summer, it could be in a different place where the Democrats start to get unified. They're turning all their attention on Trump. They obviously, the only chance they have to win is to make the election about Trump, because Biden can't run on his record, okay? And he can't run on the fact that people like his performance as president. You know, I mean, the reality is, we're probably headed for a rematch that's just going to be extremely, extremely close and decided in, you know, the same, you know, four or five states it was decided in 2020.
Liz, did you like Biden's speech at Valley Forge?
Oh, I honestly, I'm so offended by everything this president does, including Elizabeth Warren was out there today talking about the big lie, meaning, I presume, Republicans denying the election outcome. My view of the big lie is that somehow he is the pro-democracy candidate because of just what they're in favor of censoring free speech. And they're the ones who are trying to lock up a leading political opponent. It's pretty staggering. And John, I mean, it seems to me people are ignoring a lot of these legal problems of Trump because exactly what you're saying, that they don't view him as legitimate. They view him as partisan hectoring, if you will. The question is, will they also, turn away from being horrified by January 6th events?
Don't answer, John. We'll answer it next week. We'll have you back next week and you can answer it.
All right.
John McIntyre, Real Clear Politics, Liz Peek, Fox News. We'll have McIntyre on next week to wrap up the whole primary story. I'm Kudlow, folks. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next weekend.